News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The 1991 song went TikTok, you don't stop. But the app has stopped. It went dark more than an hour before it was supposed to go down at midnight. The BBC's Lily Jamali was live on the air right after it went down for her.
I haven't been able to access the app, so this is what I see on my phone right now. It's a notification that says, sorry, TikTok isn't available right now. And so what they've really done here is been proactive and pulled the plug such that users can no longer see content on the app. I was watching a live stream just a few minutes ago. People kind of holding almost like something that felt like a funeral for TikTok, talking about how sad they are to see it go away. Can no longer see that either.
The first phase of the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas is set to go into effect this hour. The BBC's Jonah Fisher is in Jerusalem.
There are lots of political factors here in Israel which make it very difficult for Mr. Netanyahu to talk about this being a permanent arrangement. And that's why often when we see statements from the government about it, they talk more about it being a hostage deal rather than being a ceasefire agreement, because it's more palatable to elements, particularly within Mr. Netanyahu's government.
From the plains to the East Coast, millions of Americans are dealing with frigid temperatures. Out-of-towners traveled to Washington, D.C. for Monday's inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump, but were hit with the announcement that it will be moving indoors. WTOP Radio's Matt Koufax.
You came here from where?
Montana.
Bismarck, North Dakota.
Phoenix, Arizona.
For many who traveled from far and wide to see an in-person inauguration, it's the same story.
We're a little disappointed.
But for many walking along the National Mall and shopping for inauguration souvenirs, they're not letting the weather dampen their spirits.
We're still happy to be here.
We're still here, and we're going to enjoy it, and we're going to make the most of it.
We understand. And weather, safety, it's all good.
A popular backup plan? Sticking around downtown to see some live performances.
We don't know what the festivities are going to have yet, but we're hoping to see some good acts, you know, some of the people that were supposed to be there.
Matt Koufax for CBS News, Washington.
Well, President-elect Trump and his wife Melania joined in pre-inauguration festivities in Sterling, Virginia, with fireworks going off at one of his golf clubs. But earlier, thousands protested in Washington, wanting to make their voices heard before he is sworn into office.
Seeing people of all different generations, all different races and creeds coming together because we want to change the system. We want a more moral system, and we're here to do what's right.
Nearly 80 people are dead after a fuel tanker exploded in Nigeria after flipping over. The victims ran to take the fuel before the explosion due to the high prices during the economic crisis there. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Well, good morning, kiddo. I love that you're home from college. I've missed you.
Still taking your nature-made vitamins?
Every day. A multivitamin and a probiotic. You better be taking yours.
Still looking out for me, Mom.
I'll never stop.
Made to care for you every day. Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Find us in the vitamin aisle. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Someone on New York's Staten Island is blocking speed cameras with flowers.
The City Department of Transportation has found 14 of the bouquets so far, much to the delight of some drivers on social media.
Somebody's going around to all these speed cameras and putting flowers on them, bro. I'll buy you a beer.
The cameras were originally intended for school zones, but are now popping up everywhere. Staten Island Borough President Vito Fisella says he understands the frustration.
People, I think, are just getting fed up with being told, hey, we got to do this and that to protect you, when in fact all it is about money.
The city says whoever is blocking the cameras with flowers will be held accountable. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
President-elect Trump launches his own cryptocurrency, sparking a feverish buying. In a message posted to his Truth Social and X, Trump unveiled the so-called meme coin, which is designed to capitalize on the popularity of a certain personality, movement, or viral internet trend. Meme coins have no economic or transactional value. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds tonight. The main story, though, cold, a low near zero. Wind chill values between negative 5 and negative 15. On Sunday, mostly sunny, but frigid. A high near 5 above. However, wind chill values as low as 20 degrees below zero. It's 10 degrees at our studios.
the park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
gotta go home. Wake up, please, Susie, wake up. Wake up, please, Susie, wake up. The movie wasn't so hot, it didn't have much of a plot. We fell asleep, our goose is cooked, our reputation is shot. Wake up, please, Susie, wake up, please, Susie. Well, what are we gonna tell your mama? What are we gonna tell your pop?
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Well, since you put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But why do you look so fine?
years. You found WRJN right where we've always been at 1400 AM. And now you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
1, 2, 3 Ow! All right. Got to know how to pony it. Like Bonnie Maroney. Mashed potato. Do the alligator. Put your hand on your hips, yeah. Let your backbone slip. Go to walk to say. Thank you.
Nothing you could do, 'cause I'm stuck like glue. Hey, who could take me away from my God? Tell me more, there's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Here, Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Oh,
phoning her at least 10 times a day. You know, it's so unusual for me to carry on this way. I tell you, I can't sleep at night, wanting to roll a die. I've tried so hard to mess myself that this feeling just can't be right.
Of the music that is mine.
tambourine. Tambourine.